Welcome back. Welcome back. The 2019 Bassmaster Classic, Bass University. Live or not live?
I don't know
what we are anyway.
We're live.
We are absolutely live. I am Pat Renwick. This is the Dean, Pete Glusick, and we are pretty stoked right now to bring you again this year from the Bassmaster Classic, Moon and Ori from Japan Import Tackle. Welcome aboard, bud.
Thank you.
Good
so
to
much
have you back
me.
Again.
Good to have you, Moon.
Great to see you.
Awesome.
Good to
great
see you, buddy.
See you.
Returning fan favorite, I might
he
add.
Certainly
yeah.
is. I think this may have been one of the highest
this
viewed.
This was the highest viewed of our Bassmaster pieces that we filmed.
You're
last
a rock
year.
Star in America.
You guys are so kind.
Yes, you are a rock star in America. That
you.
Is true.
Hey, you had some stiff competition, too. I mean, we had the who's who.
He beat out Suggs, Watson, and who was the other guy, the wild card? Crete. Jeff Crete.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You're top dog.
So congratulations right. again, Moon.
But
congratulations.
What that does is that builds a lot of pressure on you having to yeah. repeat. Don't fold. You got to be like Jordan Lee. You got to be smooth,
yes.
cool, like the other side of the pillow. That's what we need from you. But I know you'll bring it because you always do. You have some of the best fishing tackle, the cutting edge stuff that we haven't seen before. And that's why we love having you. That's why our guys love to watch, because they're all tackle nuts like we are. And they're all bass heads. They love seeing new stuff, geeking out on tackle. Looking at the latest and greatest colors and techniques. So so we're awful glad to have you. I'm assuming since last we talked, you've been busy working on some new stuff.
Yes, I have been. First of all, I'd like to begin with, I was so fortunate to be a part of a small event called Angler of the Year Exchange. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it.
Yes, actually.
Brandon Palahniuk, Angler of the Year USA 2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And matched with Daisuke Aoki, Angler of the Year in Japan 2017.
Okay.
I brought two Angler of the Year into the same field, and they fished Lake Oneida in New York last year,
mm-hmm.
and went to Lake Ontario and fished a couple of days here and there. Then Brandon went to Japan, fished Lake Biwa, with Aoki.
Yes.
It's an Angler of the Year exchange. And
oh,
I
wow.
was so fortunate to be a part of it.
It was very cool.
I was a translator on the boat, and I watch everything. So last year, I basically brought you what Japanese media is telling what's hot in the market.
Ah, okay.
I actually learned a lot more from the Angler of the Year exchange event. Daisuke taught me a lot. You want to start again?
No, we're good. That's perfect.
Is it good?
Put it a little closer to your mouth. See that?
Like this? Oh, yeah, I can hear better.
Ah, there you go. See?
Is it good?
Yeah. That's good. You're good. You're good.
Yep. Okay. I'm good now. Yep. All right. So can I start?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, keep going.
Keep going. You
keep
already
going.
Did. You're knocking right. it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Angler Exchange.
Angler of the Year Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It never happened before. I always wanted to see through. So I made a call, and two wonderful gentlemen agreed to fish together. So I was there, you know.
Pretty
it was
neat.
Fun.
That's like the ultimate marshal position.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when
you had to do the interpretation for Brandon Palahniuk, mm-hmm. how did you understand what he was saying? I don't That's what I...
we speak same language.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
So
okay.
If you haven't seen it yet, there's a good video by the BMP Fishing,
yes.
which is Brandon's
it's
YouTube
on his
channel.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Just go there, search Angler of the Year Exchange. You get to see them. It's a wonderful, wonderful video. You get to hear my voice, too.
Yes.
Right. You like it? Beans, you're an expert at translation. Can you translate something for me into Japanese? How do you say, I'm Pete Glusick, bitches?
I'm not going to trust that. You're the nicest guy I
That's
know
a
in
highlight
this
clip. That's He's amazing.
Yeah, he is amazing. So are you. I mean, you guys are all wonderful.
Well, thank you.
All right.
We'll do that later.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm wearing this D-Style shirt and hat. This is a brand that Daisuke Aoki had.
Okay.
He's the Angler of the Year Japan, who was here, and he taught me a lot.
Can you say his name one more time, please?
Daisuke Aoki.
Daisuke Aoki.
Yeah.
Daisuke
his
Aoki.
Nickname is D's.
D's. That's a lot D's. Easier. D's.
Yeah. And this is his brand. It's called D-Style.
Okay.
See this? And luckily, his bait took the fifth in Tackle of the Year, the rookie division.
Okay.
New product category. And I'm going to, may I
Please
take it out. Let's have a look. Okay. It looks to me like a little like a mini fluke style bait.
It is a mini soft plastic. Now we have to consider this bait is designed for Japan, right? So yeah, hold that one for me.
I'm holding up for Jeff told me to hold this up for 5 seconds so we can get a good shot of it. And this is an awesome. It's translucent. It's got a fork tail like a shad, like a fluke, but it's incredibly realistic. From the bands on it, the translucent color blends into to a brownish color with a great little eye. I mean, this is what we see a lot of in Japanese style work. It's the realism is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So the idea behind this is, drop shot is so common, right, in Japan, mm-hmm. and fish get so used to it now.
Sure.
Any top-notch drop shot bait won't work anymore.
Right.
So what Daisuke did was, this is actually a hollow body.
Wait a minute. The fishing pressure is so intense in Japan that the drop shot won't work anymore?
No. not with the conventional drop shot bait.
Good. That's pressure right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Technique
a little
still
more
works.
More than we know.
So, first of all, what we have to consider is bass don't like the feeling of soft plastics, right? Mm-hmm. Especially the stiff plastics.
Sure.
As soon as they feel it, they spit it out.
They know.
So, what do you think? How soft is this?
This is super.
Amazing.
Mega soft.
Correct. Also, because it's a hollow body, the bait froze.
Yeah, I can feel that. Yeah.
So the bait perfectly suspends like this, mm-hmm. tail will not go down, suspends. Yep. Also, because it's a hollow body, you have a much better hookup ratio.
Less plastic to get in the way.
Exactly.
Correct. So when the fish strikes it, make sure your hook get through the mouth.
Right.
That's the concept behind it. Also, as you pointed out, color is so natural. Mm-hmm. It has to be as natural as possible. Also, this finesse actions. It just...
Amazing
how he does it.
Shout out to Life of Riley. I know he's going to be getting his hands on
these. At Eric the intern, how excited he is over those baits right there. I'm telling you, that guy, when we handed him that, wow.
So this got seventh place in new product category.
Fifth place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So will we be able to buy these at the Classic?
Yes, Carolina Fishing Tackle has it.
Carolina Fishing Tackle?
Yeah.
Okay, that came through the IM board.
Nice, there it is.
So, I will bring more to the U.S. So,
awesome.
Need my address?
Pete, you can put this on your pizza, too. You know that, right?
It is perfect anchovy.
It is anchovy. It really is.
Now, this is so soft.
And your nose hook in these, Moon, is that the preferred method?
Nose hook it, or you can use the worm hook, tiny, maybe size four, and let it swim it with the weight on it.
Okay.
You can do that.
That's amazing to me. Just that whole thought process of I have to downsize from a drop shot to be able to catch fish in Japan. That's a whole new level of finesse that we just haven't dealt with over here.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, this is another bait that Aoki showed me. This is called Mighty Straight. Oh, the last one was called Virora.
Virora.
Virora. That's
Virora.
The name of the bait.
Now that's number five.
Yeah. This is a straight worm. It's a 3.8. This is actually not categorized because this is new.
Okay.
But see how soft that is.
Yeah, this is a super thin. There's.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a.
Can't even hold the thing.
This is an ultra finesse worm.
You better.
Its diameter is thinner than you would see on most any products that I've seen at in this category. This is like tiny, tiny. It's got a little bit of a bulbous head, I guess, to help with rigging.
Yeah. I hope Aaron Martins doesn't see these.
Or Aaron Martins' feet.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So, these are very, very new
I've never seen this thin of a bait.
Yeah,
this
it's so thin.
Never seen one like this.
And is this designed for wacky rigging or Texas rigging? What is this designed for?
Wacky, Nico, you can drop shot it. What I'm trying to point out your attention to is Japanese finesse fishing is taken to a next level.
Mm-hmm.
Bait gets smaller, thinner, finer. It's just crazy. And this bait, the Mighty Straight, it's really juiced up. So you can smell that.
Wow.
I mean,
what do we got in there?
Oof. Oof, it's right. So, So how far can we go, you know? It's going really far.
I've never seen a finesse. This is a finesse worm, apparently. Yeah. Because I haven't seen a finesse worm until now.
And this is soft, too.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So all these baits are designed for a very high-level tournament fishermen for tournament conditions. Since these plastics are really soft, this is not for everyday fishermen.
Right.
Sunday fishermen. Mm-hmm. This bait will save you strategically for the date that you don't get bite.
Right.
That's what we are facing every day in Japan these days.
Gotcha.
So they are constantly in Mike Iaconelli panic box mode in Japan, in other words. They're always in the panic box.
Good pull, Pat.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's a lot of juice there. So that's for the finesse application, kind of I wanted to point out. And Daisuke Aoki, he's really, really good at it. See Brandon's Angler of the Year exchange video. You get an idea. He overfished Brandon at the Lake Ontario. Mm-hmm. I was so shocked to witness that.
I liked how they learned from each other.
Yeah.
That was an amazing piece of it. Let's call it history, because it really was. Yeah. Check it out.
I got to go see it.
Yeah, you're going to like it. It's pretty
neat. This kind of finesse fishing, what are you using? 1.5-pound test? you got to be ultra light on your line.
You pointed it right. Yeah. We use it two.
Two.
If you don't get bite, we down to 1.5. That's exactly what we do.
There is 1.5?
Yes.
Wow.
There's I didn't know there was 1.5. That's amazing.
I know it's too far. What I have learned was we don't use 1.5 for 20-pound bass. We do use it for 5-6-pounder.
Right on.
And is it straight fluoro? Or are you still doing a braid to this?
We like to use straight fluoro.
Gotcha.
No knot in between it.
Okay.
And that's because these finesse fishing are really finesse.
Yeah.
The Stellar exists. Those fine drag control reels comes in handy. So they're not luxury to us. They're necessity when it comes to finesse fishing. So make sure you have a right tackle setup, not just a bait. Line, reel, rod has to be matched perfectly.
Okay.
Because you do get bit by the big fish.
I can imagine.
This is not for the bluegill. It's a bass.
It's not the brim bait.
So you have absolutely no drag set on your reel, right? At 1.5-pound test, it's
they own ya.
Right? There's no hook set, right? It's got to be a
You just lift it.
You just lift.
Yeah.
You just lift and reel and then wait. Because if you try to pressure, you can't pressure
every time.
The fish.
So, yeah, you're exactly right. If you catch a good fish, take you 20 minutes to land the one
20
fish.
20 minutes?
Yep.
20 but minutes. I might have a heart attack I get a fish in after 20 minutes.
On 1.5-pound test.
Yeah.
I got That's a question. Amazing. Is that 1.5, is that Japanese? Does that translate differently?
Like kilograms?
No, it's a 1.5-pound test.
Okay. It is.
It is.
So it's not 6-pound test?
No.
Wow.
It's a photo cup. It's a Japanese quality photo
it's
cup.
Not it's not in yen, Brian. It's actually in the weight.
Thank you, Pat.
Unit of measure.
Thank you for clarifying.
No problem.
So
right back to you.
I don't think the U.S. bass needs this finesse, but, you know, that's what's happening in Japan.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be here in the next couple of years.
Well, there's certainly situations. I mean, we all run into them. Like we're seeing that falling water, ultra clear water, fishing pressure. We're seeing there's tournaments that we have here where there's 500 boats in some of the tournaments in Texas.
Okay.
And, there's times, where it can be a factor. Like even the stuff BTC and Eric fish a lot the winter leagues. I mean, they're small bodies of water, but they're just getting a lot of fishing pressure. This type of application, it can play there. For sure. Well, but it still scares me. It requires a lot of practice fishing with 1.5-pound test.
Well, not here.
I don't think that's something you just go out and do. You've got to get comfortable in that arena.
Correct.
100%. Pete, could we consider these game changers?
That's twice.
Thank you.
Game changer.
Game changer.
Mentioned yet again.
Finesse to the next level, no doubt.
Yes.
No doubt, 100%.
Yeah. Well, these are amazing. I noticed you have baits that are not finesse.
He's going to left hook us.
He's hiding them back here, by the way.
I promise.
From you guys. So. Yeah.
He's got something up his sleeve here.
So the bigger bait has to be evolved to next level. Mm-hmm. And what can it be? There are only two things we can do, right? One, how they look. Mm-hmm. One, how they swim. So color and action are the two things that we're really focusing on.
100%.
So I brought two beige that really stands up to my standard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The first one is Imakatsu Bull Bison. This is called what we call 3D finish.
The Bull Bison.
Yeah. Now this is not the bit that I want.
Wow.
You know, show this color, the how they bison. Finish it. You good?
It's amazing.
Only yeah. 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's good. It's an unbelievable.
Got your fillet knife?
The realism is amazing. Yeah.
Can you hold that for me?
Absolutely.
I've got another one.
Yes.
This is a Gyancraft. This is called Breeding Bass. That's a classic only special color, so we do have it here.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to tell you is these paint jobs, because we are inside the house, we can't show you 100% potential what these colors really do.
Sure.
But if you take it out outside, especially to find clear water under the sun, this bait really stands up. And
in natural light.
Natural light. This 3D finish. You know, when you have like a bluegills and crappies or the bait fish, when you catch it under the sun and lift it, it has the fine rainbow type of finish.
Mm-hmm.
These paint jobs have them.
That's something.
It's amazing how they do it.
May I have a look at this?
Look at that.
That one has a brad on.
I saw that.
What is that?
It's a like wounded bass.
It got
a
hit, wounded Pete.
Bass.
Breeding bass.
Looks like a great blue heron had a hold of this guy for a little while.
Yeah. So, yeah, even these paint jobs get finer and finer. I know a lot of U.S. companies do the accent paint job too. But, you know, we are moving to
so
the
intricate.
Level. Yeah.
Was Megabass the first to kind of introduce that taxidermy type quality paint jobs to baits, or do I have it all wrong?
I don't know who started first,
but
it's just an industry-wise phenomena, I would say. I mean, it's just amazing.
It's what we do.
So that's the level of paint job we are looking at in Japan. I'm pretty sure here in the U.S. too.
Right.
So everybody's competing to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, no matter how small, how big the hard baits are, they come with the great paint job
and
these days.
This is the Bull Bison.
Yes.
So you're kind of just fishing this like you would a traditional crankbait. It's just oversized.
It is a shad profile crankbait. That's a 400 size. It's dived about 10 foot. And what this bait is so unique about it, you can go really hard on it. You know, hit it and get it stuck it.
Sure.
The bait will not go up. It goes backward. So that's how it's designed.
Mm-hmm.
This
like an old balsa bait.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Okay.
So this bait is catching a lot of big fish in famous Lake Biwa in Japan.
Sure.
I just wanted to point out, you know, so maybe we'll see more and more of this bait.
And 10 pound, or you said it'll go how 10 feet deep and how what pound line?
I would go 14 pound, maybe 16 even.
Gotcha.
It's such a big bait, it's hard to even cast it on that real light line.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, see ya. Whoops. 4250.
But you know what's interesting to me is what, you know, you brought these ultra mini finesse baits, and now you have these big power baits, and guys are trying to mix those in their arsenal. That's a slippery slope. I mean, how do you?
It's a 360.
You got to finesse, you know, when it's ultra tough. But in order to get the big bites, they're still going with the big baits.
I mean, we are looking at different body of water here. So super finesse lakes, you know.
High pressure.
Yeah, big fish lakes.
Okay.
Go big.
Yep.
So, you know, same here. Some
so
lakes
what's Biwa, for example?
Well,
is it a big fish lake and a finesse lake?
Yes, Lake Biwa, it's the biggest lake in Japan.
Okay.
I don't know the acreage, but it's huge. It's a Great Lakes level, I can say. And it's got a world record class bass in it. You know, probably
sure.
You know Mr. Creator called 22-pound, no, 5-ounce bass.
Yeah, sir.
And we saw that.
Unreal. Yeah, that's the lake that we have to throw these baits.
The big, because you're not messing around.
Correct.
You're just, it is a big fish fishery, so you're going right for the throat,
correct.
In other words.
But, you know, Lake Biwa has a lot of backwaters. Also, lake is divided by two, South Biwa and North Biwa.
Okay.
South Biwa is like a small bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's shallow, a lot of weed. So, finesse bait comes in handy. It's a lot of weed too, so.
Awesome. Yeah. Finesse and power.
Finesse and power.
Both ends of the spectrum.
And one day we'll get out there and fish Lake Biwa. I've never personally tied into anything close to 20 pounds, but I hope we get to do it one of these days. But these baits, yeah. These baits are amazingly realistic, and the finesse stuff, you guys continue to excel. The Japanese baits continue to excel in the finesse world.
Unbelievable.
And we do what we can to catch up.
There's one more bait.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
Show you.
Uh-oh.
What? There's more?
Uh-oh.
Whoa. That looks like trouble.
Is this Muskie University?
Yeah, what's going on here?
It is. This is called the Wild Beat by the Wild Lure Company. This
the
is
a Wide Beat.
Wild Beat.
Wild Beat.
Yeah.
Eric was in a band called Wild Beat, actually.
This is a brand new bait, just came in. So it's a 300 millimeter, which is, what is it, 12 inches?
Yeah, it looks like about 12 inches.
Yeah, holy bait is about 9 ounce. It's so thin in the width.
Yeah. Wow.
So
unbelievable.
This is a glide bait.
It is a glide bait. Mm. So what this lure designer did or wanted to prove was everybody goes to finesse and natural. You know, he didn't like that idea.
Right.
He knew that action can catch fish over everybody else. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a rebel.
Okay, gotcha. Like
so
it. Like
he
it.
Made it. He took all the meat out, you know, made it completely, let's say, innovative design. So he made it with like pink, purple wood, non-painted version. He all caught fish. So this is a bait that you want the long glide, right? Mm-hmm. Long jerk. Sometimes you got a quick turn, let bait glide on its own, and you catch big fish. And he kind of proved it. It's still a hidden stage.
Okay.
Not many people knows about it yet. But slowly, I think the U.S. social media, Japanese media are picking up. This is coming. And it is catching
fish. And it's so simplistic.
Oh, yeah.
The simplicity of it.
Well, we have seen it. We have seen the guys out in California use the giant swim baits, the 14-inch, 16-inch giant swim baits. But this is really cool. It's flat.
It's like
it's
a
flat.
School project that catches giant fish, if that makes any sense.
The paint is unbelievably realistic and pretty awesome. But it is a really simplistic carved design. But I'd love to see what that looks like in the water.
Yeah.
We'll get you some videos shortly. So
what's that? I thought you were going to say, I'd get you some samples. That's you'd like some samples, please.
That's a slam.
You got to talk to the white lure guy. We need some samples to you, please.
But sir, take a look at that, Pete, and talk about back
I mean,
to the basics.
This is about a 10-ounce, 8-ounce bait?
It's about 9, 10, 10-ish, yeah.
Okay.
But look, it's you go from the exquisite detail of a finesse bait like this, and then you go to the meat and the potatoes. It's kind of back to the basics. Yeah. Let's carve a piece of wood or plastic. Yeah. Go to action only, basic colors, and it's both ends.
Yeah.
It's really taking both ends.
Yeah.
There are times in order to get a big fish to bite, you've got to have a big presentation. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at or how much fishing pressure exists. There are times when that big bait is absolutely necessary. And this is big. This is real big. This is big. This is. I'm uncomfortable. This is so big. But this kind of bait is, you know, what we're seeing. And, you know, what you want to see is I want to invite you guys to go check out Carl Jacobson's seminar that we did live on the water where he talks about glide baits.
Okay.
And here's something that I learned from that. Is as intimidating as this is to look at right here, in the water, it's not as intimidating. Like it looks like a bait fish.
Like it should be there.
Like it should be there. Out of the package, it blows your mind. In the water, it looks like something a bass would feed on. We saw Carl do it with 6 or 8 inch glide baits and working them down weed edges, and it looks like a little minnow. It doesn't look like a giant minnow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it really has a different appearance.
And think about it, back through history too. Mm-hmm. A spoon.
Yeah.
You know, like what does that look like out of the water? But you put a spoon in the water, It's a bait fish.
Right. It looks like
same
a bait
principle.
Fish. And so it's intimidating to us as anglers, but don't let this kind of stuff intimidate. Well, I say that. What's the price point on this bait? I got it.
That's a $180.
$180.
$180.
$180. That's a drop in a hat.
That converts over to, that's $180 US, not like.
Yes, it is US
dollars. 1.5
million yen.
Okay. All right, well, that's reasonably priced, right? We've seen them go up to $300, $200 swim baits. We see that often. But still, it's still a pricey swim bait. Do you have special tackle boxes that you carry this stuff in so that it doesn't get
with
bruised?
Locks.
That's a good idea.
You know, combinations.
Secret service.
That's awesome.
This is a little bit beyond my comfort zone, you know, when the bait comes this size. Okay. Even with my business.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it caught my attention. You know, I have to say wow. Right. So I had to bring it to you guys.
That's a showstopper.
Awesome. It certainly is. Well, it's you've shown us an amazing array of baits, all of which have to stay with us. For more field testing. What if you could look into your crystal ball on what's coming next in this world? Do you have a feel for that? Like, are they going to be half this size next year?
How much smaller can you go than this? Can it get thinner than that?
You know, that's the direction actually we are hitting. I am seeing some prototype baits that are thinner, smaller than this.
Wow.
What can we say? Yeah. I will have to bring it to you next year if I have a chance.
Then.
Well, people don't care anymore.
Apparently.
I mean, it's just going too far for me. Are we doing crappie fishing these days now?
That's what it's like. It's brim fishing.
Jeff, you're going to have to invest in a microscope for next year's show.
And it's JapanImportTackle.com.
Yeah, that's
correct?
My company, yes.
JapanImportTackle.com. They can see all this on there, correct?
Yes. And I work with many, many U.S. retailers, including Tackle Warehouse, Carolina Fishing Tackle, Lee's Global, and many, many. So they have their own website, too.
Awesome.
All right.
Excellent. Yeah, well, hey, we really appreciate you taking the time and showing us all this great stuff. And, man, we hope we get to see you next year.
Thank you so much. You're so kind.
I want to go fishing with them. That's what I think we would really
learn.
Well,
you know what? I would have appreciated an invitation to the Brandon Polinick exchange that you had going on.
Okay, maybe next time.
We'll have a Bass University on Lake Biwa. How's that? That would be amazing.
We could have a Bass University meetup in Japan, Jeff. I like that idea.
Jeff would love
Becky? I like that idea, too.
We're going to Japan.
Double point.
I can make some calls.
There you go.
I know I could be in there. You know, Brandon been there.
I know.
Aaron Martin been there.
Yes,
everybody's been there but us.
Why not?
We need to get
Pete,
there.
What does that tell us?
We need to go.
Yes.
We need to go.
They don't want us there.
Hey, well, we appreciate you being here with us and wish you the best of luck here at the show. And,
thank you.
You know, we look forward to talking to you and seeing you again real soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And guys watching on Facebook, I want to invite you guys right now. It's the Bass University Classic Special, 30 days free. That's right. You heard it. 30 days free. So come on over and try our program. It's going to help you be a better angler. And it costs, what, 30 cents a day?
33 cents a day after the 30-day free trial. If you don't do it, that's on you.
Not to mention all the bonus perks we got for being a Rapala VIP if you're one of our guys. And lots of other great stuff. That's all at Bass U TV. Or if you know you want to be part of our program, it's $30 off an annual subscription, which is really the best deal. Come on over and join us. We will be back more live from the Classic coming soon. I'm Pete Glusick.
Do a double point. Pete Glusick, double point on the way out.
For the Bass University
there
TV.
There it is. Boom, boom, boom.